Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. And here's your chance to be part of the March of Science. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, then give us a call. The hotline number is, write this down, the hotline number is 612-564-8135. You got that? 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you ask us three different comments. First of all, give us your name. Second of all, give us the call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to. And third, tell us the city that you're calling from. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, we get a lot of questions, so first of all, I'll answer one set of questions that we often get, and then we'll throw the lines open, and you can be on Science Fantastic. One question that I often get is the question of longevity. Can we live forever? What does science say about that? Does science say that we have to die? Well, first of all, there is something called the second law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics says that in a closed system, everything ages. Things rust. Things decay. Things fall apart. In other words, in a closed system, you have to die. That's the second law of thermodynamics. But there's a loophole, a very big loophole in that statement. Notice that I said in a closed system, like a box. In a closed system, everything decays and eventually falls apart. But if you open up the box and you're allowed to intervene from the outside and add therapies and energy from the outside, in principle, there's no law of physics saying that you can't live forever. Now, of course, the legend of longevity and living forever is one of the oldest legends of all time. One of the oldest books that actually predates parts of the Bible is called The Tale of Gilgamesh. And it traces a great warrior and his exploits. But this warrior was looking for the fountain of youth. Along the way, he meets someone who witnessed the flood. And in fact, parts of The Tale of Gilgamesh correspond to the Bible. Some people think there was cross-fertilization between the Bible and The Tale of Gilgamesh. Anyway, at the end of the story, Gilgamesh finally finds the Fountain of Youth, which promises him immortality. It is a plant. However, just as he's about to eat the plant, a snake snatches the plant away, and Gilgamesh realizes that eventually he will die. So, this legend is also part of Greek mythology. In Greek mythology, there's a young man called Tithonus, a mortal, who falls in love with a goddess, the goddess of the dawn, Aurora. They fall in love with each other, but Aurora realizes that her boyfriend, Tithonus, will eventually die. So Aurora goes to Zeus, the god of gods, and pleads with Zeus to give her boyfriend the gift of longevity. Well, Zeus feels pity toward Aurora, so he grants the gift of immortality to Tithonus, who then lives forever like a god. But you know, Aurora made a mistake, a very big mistake. She forgot to ask for eternal youth as well as longevity. So what happened was Tithonus gets older and older and more decrepit, but he can never die. And that's sort of the punishment that Zeus gave him. If you have the gift of immortality, be sure to ask for the gift of eternal youth as well. The search for immortality is an old one. In fact, it goes back to 200 BC in China. The great Emperor Qin was the first emperor to unify all of China in around 200 BC. But there's one thing he could not conquer. He could conquer warring nations, he could conquer enemies, but he could not conquer the aging process. And so he assembled all his princes one day, and he gave them a mission. Find the fountain of youth. And if you don't find the fountain of youth, don't come back. Well, as you can imagine, the fleet went out to find the fountain of youth. They couldn't find it. So what happened? They couldn't come back. Instead, they found Japan and Korea. So in other words, modern technology was affected. The geography of nations was affected by Emperor Qin looking for the fountain of youth. More recently, Ponce de Leon, a great explorer in the early days of America, was looking for the fountain of youth. He couldn't find it, but instead he found Florida. So that was a consolation prize for Ponce de Leon. Now, that's legend. What about science? What do scientists say about the search for longevity? First of all, there are some animals that live forever. Believe it or not, the animal called Hydra, which is a small microscopic animal that lives in ponds, will actually live forever. You can't kill it. It simply regenerates and comes back. Also, the Greenland shark can live for 500 years. And so there are examples of living things, trees for example, that can live much longer than the average lifespan. And so then the question is, what does science say about these things? Well, let's take a look at a car. Where do we find aging in a car? What part of the car ages fastest? And the answer, of course, is the engine. Why? That's where you have wear and tear. That's where you have the buildup of combustion. That's where you have the buildup of error. So that's where aging takes place. Well, what is the engine of the cell of a human body? And that's the mitochondria. That's the energy source for the cell. And sure enough, that's where a lot of aging takes place. And so we said that in an open system where energy comes in from the outside, you can reverse the aging process. What does that mean? That means with genetic engineering, it may be possible to correct the mistakes of the aging process and extend the human lifespan. So in other words, why do we get old? Because of aging, meaning the buildup of error. Genetic error, cellular error, error that builds up in our body. Now, there are some therapies which seems to work to a degree. First of all, there's something called caloric restriction. Caloric restriction is the only thing that will actually slow down the aging process as proven in the animal kingdom. It's been tried on insects, bugs, rodents. It's been tried on rabbits. It's been tried now on apes. And sure enough, they eat 30% less, about 30% less. They live 30% longer. So what's wrong with that? Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but do you want to eat 30% less? I think most people would gag living like a hermit, eating 30% less calories and living 30% longer. But hey, it works. What can I say? And also, if you take a dog and you feed the dog the blood of a younger dog, you can also increase the lifespan of a dog by blood transfusions. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue the discussion of longevity and try to get an answer to the question, do we have to die? Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're answering questions that are sent to me, and I get a lot of questions about the question of longevity. Do we have to die? Well, the short answer is no. There's nothing in the laws of physics that says that we have to die. However, we do get old. And why is that? Because of the buildup of error, mistakes, genetic mistakes, cellular mistakes. That's why we get old. But now we have genetic engineering. And with genetic engineering, is it possible to reverse the aging process? Well, certain things actually do work to a degree. Caloric restriction works. You eat 30% less calories, you live 30% longer. Some scientists actually voluntarily do this experiment on their own bodies, and of course they look like a starved hermit as a consequence. So some people want the benefits of caloric restriction without having to look like a skeleton. Another possibility is blood transfusion. This works in dogs. You take blood from a young dog, transfuse it into an older dog, and the older dog becomes more youthful. But this sounds like a work of science fiction. There's something called the succubus in European legend. So the succubus was a very beautiful woman who would seduce men, suck their blood, and live forever. What a way to go. However, now we have science. And scientists are looking at the question very seriously. And Silicon Valley billionaires, they don't want to get old. They don't want to die. They're funding a lot of this cutting-edge research. So there's a new discovery coming out of Cold Spring Harbor, the home of many Nobel Prize winners. And they've done experiments with mice, and they've actually been able to rejuvenate them. And the question is, maybe even extend their lifespan. So how does this work? And this is right out of the laboratory. Well, they published a paper saying that aging is concentrated in what are called senescent cells. See, when the cells get old, they get sluggish, and eventually they enter a state of senescence. They don't die, but they become useless, and the body tries to get rid of them. These are called senescent cells, aging cells, that can't function very well, hardly at all, but keep on living. It turns out there's a way to eliminate them. CAR-T cells. C-A-R-T cells. T cells are sort of like the police in our bloodstream, and they have the ability to identify these senescent cells and get rid of them. So scientists were able to concentrate these T cells and do experiments on mice. And sure enough, they found something very interesting. Aging mice that were injected with CAR T cells became healthier, more vigorous, have more energy, and even testing it on young mice, even young mice became more energetic and more healthy. So then the next question is, do these mice live longer? Well, that hasn't been done yet. So we don't know, but chances are these mice will live longer. Next, after that, we're going to test it on humans. So this could be part of the puzzle. Maybe not all of the puzzle, but senescent cells do make the body sluggish. And that's part of the aging process. And it is possible to clean out these senescent cells, which don't do anything but clog up the body, by injecting the body with CAR T cells. So this is something that is very intriguing. The fact that perhaps genetic engineering has the key to this whole process. Now, another way to use science in the interest of longevity is to genetically modify worms that are called C. elegans. C. elegans is a worm, a very simple worm that is found, for example, in ponds, and we can actually make them live longer. We have found certain genes called H1, H2, a whole series of genes that actually control the aging process. We found that they control their oxidation rate. Now, oxidation is, of course, created by burning up fuel. When you burn up food, it burns up by the process called oxidation. Oxidation has a byproduct, and that is genetic mistakes. And so some people are saying that why not use genetic engineering to mop up these genetic mistakes? So in other words, a new philosophy is emerging. The philosophy is that aging is not a magical process. Aging is caused by the buildup of things, junk. And this junk can be eliminated. And when this junk is eliminated, you can live longer. That's the theory behind CAR T. That CAR T cells will soak up senescent cells, which don't do anything but simply clog up the body. So by removing senescent cells, they've been able to actually rejuvenate aging mice. And with worms, with C. elegans, they were able to extend the lifespan of these worms by genetically modifying the genes involved in the oxidation process. So oxidation, senescence, are some of the drivers of the aging process. And so by eliminating senescent cells, eliminating the oxidation that takes place, then perhaps we have the secret of longevity. Well, let me be very clear about this. These experiments were done in animals. They were not done on humans. And so that's the next step, to see whether some of these results can move from the animal kingdom to human behavior and human physiology. Unfortunately, we're not there yet. Well, moving on, let me summarize briefly another breakthrough that is being made, and that is a breakthrough in fusion power, the power of the sun. The sun does not use oil. The sun does not use gasoline. The sun burns hydrogen by heating it up to millions of degrees, so the hydrogen protons combine to give you energy and a waste product, helium gas. Last year at the Livermore National Laboratories in California, we reported a breakthrough, laser fusion, using lasers to heat up fusion, to heat up hydrogen, so that hydrogen began to fuse, releasing energy by Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared. M being the mass of hydrogen, multiplied by c squared, the speed of light squared, giving you an enormous amount of energy. And now in England, the latest result that is in England, another type of fusion reactor, the tokamak, was able to create tremendous amounts of energy for 5 seconds. For 5 seconds, this tokamak in England created enough energy to energize 12,000 homes. Now you may say to yourself, well, hey, that's just 5 seconds. But the very fact that you can do that was amazing. So we have two designs. One design being used in California called laser fusion, firing laser beams to heat up a pellet containing hydrogen so that it fuses like at the center of the sun, creating helium plus energy. And then we have the tokamak in England. Tokamak squeezes hydrogen gas like a balloon. Think of a long balloon that bites its tail, so you get a torus. And that's the shape of the tokamak. The tokamak is like this toroidal balloon. You squeeze it, you heat it up, until it begins to create fusion. And the hope is that that could give us energy forever. What's the advantage of this? Well, compare it to uranium. Uranium power used today is dirty. It's potentially dangerous. Think of Chernobyl. Think of Three Mile Island. Think of what happened to Japan, where we had 3 simultaneous meltdowns because of an earthquake which hit Japan a few years ago in the area of Fukushima. Think about that. Plus, think of all the nuclear waste. About one-third the core of a fission plant becomes useless waste after just a year. Why not go fusion, the power of the sun? Mother Nature uses fusion. Mother Nature does not use fission. Well, let's take another short commercial break. And once again, you can get on Science Fantastic by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and have your thoughts heard on national radio and the internet. So, give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A verdict has been handed down in the civil fraud trial involving former President Trump in New York State. The ruling says Trump must pay in excess of $350 million, and it imposes a 3-year ban on his business activities within New York State. President Biden blames the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on Vladimir Putin.
But make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible.
Biden commended Navalny's courage in confronting corruption and violence within Putin's government. Two juveniles have been charged in relation to the shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, which resulted in one death and 22 injuries earlier this week. Authorities say the juveniles are currently detained at a juvenile detention facility. They are facing a number of charges related to firearms and resisting arrest. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Here's your chance to ask that question that you've always wanted to ask, but, well, never had the courage to get on national radio and ask that question. Here's your chance. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to know. You know, when you're walking down the street and you look up at this great universe of ours, and you begin to wonder, what is it all about? What does it mean? Why do the stars twinkle? Why do we have the sun? Why am I here? What's the destiny of the planet? These questions are questions for scientists because we can answer some of these questions. So give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call, and you can get on Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move ahead now, and let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Ron. Radio station KAOI, Waikiki, Hawaii. I have a question about the Van Allen radiation belt. It's been said that it's like difficult or impossible to cross that. So how are we doing space travel with that barrier? Please explain what that's all about.
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question. We know that on the planet Earth, the atmosphere shields us from the cosmic rays that are everywhere. Cosmic rays are very dangerous. They cause cellular damage. They can cause cancer. And it's something that our astronauts have to worry about. But most of the radiation surrounding the Earth is in the form of a belt. Sort of looks like a donut. This belt is called a Van Allen belt. And it was discovered by scientists like Van Allen shooting satellites and rockets into outer space, realizing that there was this radioactivity out there. This is a danger for astronauts. However, it's not necessarily a fatal danger. Astronauts, we think, would be able to go through the Van Allen belt, but they should be warned ahead of time that, yes, there's a lot of radiation there, and it means that we have to shield our astronauts to a degree. But weight is a premium in outer space. You don't want to spend too much on extra weight, but on the other hand, you don't want our astronauts to be exposed to the amount of radiation that there is in the Van Allen belt. So to answer your question, yes, it is a danger. Yes, it is radioactive. It is a potential danger. But no, it's not fatal. Astronauts can go through it, but we want to make sure that they go through the Van Allen belt as quickly as possible and as briefly as possible because, of course, it is radioactive. And so astronauts, when they're shot into outer space, have to be told that, yes, there are dangers lurking, especially dangers lurking in the Van Allen belt, which surrounds the planet Earth and is a source of danger. Okay, well, let's take another commercial break. And once again, you can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines. Instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families, we all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Let's continue by having more of your questions on the air. And once again, if you want to get on over 100 radio stations on the internet, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And once again, leave your name, call letters in the radio station or the website, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question or make that comment that's always been bothering you. So, give us a call. So let's take the next listener phone call.
Hey, Malden, Alaska, KFQD. Professor Kaku, so things are moving away. They appear red. They're coming at you. They appear blue. My question is, sunrise and sunset on Earth. Is it possible if you see a still photo, however many pixels, with a special machine to look at it and tell if it's a sunrise or a sunset? And the other question I was thinking about is, can some animals detect the difference in light, especially, for example, bees that see the infrared? A lot of us have experienced waking up after a deep sleep and being confused whether it's the next morning or the evening. And there's often a strange off feeling. I'm wondering if humans can detect that too, because we can't always tell right offhand if the light's coming from the east or the west, or in Alaska's example, from the north, whether it's 11 p.m. or 1 a.m. Anyhow, interesting thought. Your show keeps people thinking. Love your show. Thank you.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Doppler shift. Let's say you're in a car and you're at rest and you hear the car is coming toward you and away from you. What is the sound of that car? It sounds like this. Now, you've heard that sound all your life. But maybe you didn't know what the name of that sound was. The name of it is the Doppler shift. When sound comes toward you, like a car is moving toward you, the wave of sound is compressed. When the car moves away from you, it is stretched. So think of an accordion. Sort of like an accordion is compressed when it moves toward you and expands when it moves away from you. And that is a Doppler shift. You've heard it all your life, but maybe you didn't know that it had a name. Now, can that also apply to light? Well, yes and no. It turns out that yes, you can have a Doppler shift with light, but it is very small. Extremely small. How small? let's let V be the velocity of a rocket, let's say, and C the speed of light. The amount of shift of the Doppler shift for a light beam is the velocity divided by the speed of light squared. That is an extremely small number. So in other words, the Doppler shift with light can be observed by instruments, but not by the human eye. Sorry about that. So you're talking about the sunrise, the sunset. Is that a question of the Doppler shift? No, it is not. So why is it that the sunrise is one color and the sunset is another color? And that has to do with the absorption of colors in the sky. When the sun sets, it goes through a lot of the atmosphere because it comes at the Earth from an angle, and it goes through a lot of air. A lot of the colors are absorbed by the atmosphere, and what's left? Red. That's why the sun set is red. However, when the sun is directly above you, you get very little absorption of the sunlight, and so it is bluish. So that's the reason why the sky is blue and the sunset is red, depending upon the amount of absorption of light you get in the atmosphere, not as a question of the Doppler shift. So to answer your question, is the blue sky or the red sky indicative of the Doppler shift? No. How small is a Doppler shift? The velocity of the rocket divided by the speed of light squared, which is a very small number, meaning that, sorry about that, the Doppler shift with light can be observed with instruments, but not with the human eye. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Here's your chance to ask that question that's always been bothering you. Here's your chance to explore this great universe of ours. So give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Or go to my website and find out where I'm speaking, what I'm doing. My latest book, for example, is called Quantum Supremacy, a New York Times bestseller, my fifth New York Times bestseller, about the new generation of computers called quantum computers, computers that compete on atoms, the ultimate computer. So once again, the website is mkaku.org, where you can send me an email, mkaku.org, and the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Aiden from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm on 103.7 FM radio. I am wondering, what is the oldest life form on Earth? Thank you.
Well, that's a tough question to answer because it depends on how you define the oldest life form on Earth. If you take a look, for example, at human beings, we, of course, have a finite lifespan, but our cells go back billions of years in a straight line, unbroken line, to our ancestors. However, if you're looking at the question of longevity of an organism, one organism does live forever. And that is the hydra. A hydra is a small animal that lives in ponds. And if you take a knife and cut it up, it regenerates. It doesn't get old. From what we can tell, it never ages at all. And then we have certain forms of trees, trees that can live for upwards of almost 2,000 years. And then we have the Greenland shark, which can live for about 500 years. Okay? But eventually, all things must pass. Eventually, they have a finite lifespan. But the question that I asked at the beginning of the show is it possible that we can regenerate life so that we can continuously live forever? And there's no law of physics that says we can't. Now, at the present time, don't believe the hype. Go to a drugstore, and you see all this hype about living forever, looking youthful, so on and so forth. Most of that is junk. But we're talking now about real longevity, extending the lifespan of an organism. We can do it to a degree with caloric restriction. We can do it to a degree with blood transfusions. It is possible to increase the lifespan of a human being, but it's not for everyone. And so once again, this is cutting-edge science. At the present time, we do not have the fountain of youth. I repeat, we do not have the fountain of youth. But we have several indications that there is a fountain of youth, and one day with genetic engineering, we may find it. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Professor Kaku. This is Dave Eagle in Kenai, Alaska, listening to station KFQD in Anchorage. We have fairly reliable northern lights here in certain spots in Alaska, right around the 65th parallel. My question is, would it ever be possible to harness this energy of the northern and southern borealis? And how could that be done? And is it ever going to be worth the effort? Thanks a lot for your show.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. The northern lights, of course, are spectacular, and they're caused by radiation from the sun. Radiation from the sun is, of course, everywhere in outer space. When it hits the Earth, it goes down the North Pole or the South Pole because they're charged particles. Charged particles, when they hit the magnetic field of the Earth, collimate. They go down toward the North Pole or the South Pole, and that's why we have the northern lights. When these radioactive particles hit the atmosphere, they cause ionization, and they cause disturbances in the atmosphere, and as a consequence, you get this luminescence when you look at these fantastic light shows. Now, is it possible to extract energy from the aurora borealis? Well, so far, the answer is no, for several reasons. First, the amount of energy that you get in the auroras is very small. We're talking about energy that came from the sun after traveling 93 million miles, and so a lot of the energy has dissipated as a consequence. But yes, it is energetic, but so far we have found no way of making practical use of harvesting this amount of energy. Now take a look at a lightning bolt. You may say that a lightning surely has enough energy that it would be useful and could be harnessed. Well, yes and no. It turns out that with the lightning bolt, we have the opposite problem. We have too much energy. Energy concentrated in a bolt that is unpredictable and very dangerous. And so efforts to harness the energy of a lightning have so far not been successful, especially not successful commercially. And the energy from the aurora is the opposite. That is, very low flux, very small amounts of particles energizing these fantastic light shows in space. The energy being very small, manageable but very small, too small to be harvested for commercial purposes. So far, it's just wishful thinking. But maybe one day somebody may do it, but that's the problem. The problem is that the aurora borealis is more or less unpredictable, and the main thing is the energy in the aurora borealis is very small, at the level of subatomic particles. Well, I'm afraid that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, join us every week on Science Fantastic as we explore the fascinating world of science and how it impacts on your life and how you view the universe. And if you want to know more about my work, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. My latest book is a New York Times bestseller, my fifth New York Times bestseller, and it's called Quantum Supremacy, about the rise of the next generation of supercomputers called quantum computers that compute on atoms. So join us every week on Science Fantastic.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.